नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from 7th canto, 7th chapter, text 44 and text 45. The chapter is entitled, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. So I'll read text 44 and then after that text 45, you can all repeat after me. Text 44, I'll go straight to translation. Since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stool or earth, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to such a body, such wives, residence, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals and ministries? They are also temporary. What more can be said about this? Text 45, everyone can repeat after me. Kimeter atmanastuchai Sahadehena nasvare Anarthirartha sankase Nityananda rasodade Kimeteratmanastuchai Sahadehena nasvare Anarthirartha sankase Nityananda rasodade Kimeteratmanastuchai Sahadehena nasvare Anarthirartha sankase Nityananda rasodade Kim, what is the use? Ete, with all this. Atmana, for the real self. Tuche, which are most insignificant. Saha, with. Dehena, the body. Nasvare, perishable. Anarthe, unwanted. Artha, sankase, appearing as if needed. Nityananda, of eternal happiness. Rasa, of the nectar. Udade, for the ocean. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. All this paraphernalia, which is very near and dear, as long as the body exists, but as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, one has nothing to do with them, but because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared to the ocean of eternal happiness, they are most insignificant. What is the use of insignificant relationships for eternal living being? Everyone can repeat, please. All this paraphernalia is very near and dear as long as the body exists. But as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, one has nothing to do with them. But because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared To the ocean of eternal happiness. They are most insignificant. What is the use of such insignificant relationships for the eternal living being? Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna is the ocean of eternal bliss. In comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship and love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. One should take to Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. See how Prabhupada says become eternally happy. Just not three words, they are significant aspects of our life. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Sasunyavadi Prashyata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Na Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep your hands up and we're going to chant three times. For us, please listen. This is for a special devotee going through an operation in Washington DC, Gopeshwari Devidasi and her related devotees, brothers and sisters have requested that we all chant to Krishna Balaram and the deities here for the well-being of her and the operation. So let's all chant three times. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The process of spiritual life, the process of praying for each other is a very significant process in our spiritual life. A few days ago when I was giving class, we read about some 24 different elements that impact our lives. Those are the elements which help us actually to either come out of the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, or simply one element out of those many elements can keep us engaged. Like we often give the example that you may have a cage, it may be a golden cage and you put a very nice bird inside it. It may look very nice to us, but in reality for the soul that is encaged inside that golden cage, it's no fun. It cannot fly, it cannot have fun. All it can do is whatever you feed, it can eat. And it keeps passing stool in the same cage. No. So that's as an example for us also. We may think that we are living in a nice world, you know. We may think we have a very nice house to live in, you know. But it is no better than that cage in which the bird is living. It may be golden cage, but it's no fun. So here, the Goswamis, starting from Sukadeva Goswami, before that Vyasadeva, they are telling us that all the things that are related to us are temporary. Unless we follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and transform all of them into spiritual, you know, connections. Unless they become spiritually, you know, diverted or transformed, all the elements, they are simply there to keep us inside the cage. Krishna says that yoginam api sarvesam madgatinantaratmanam sraddhavan bhajate yamam. Sraddhavan, right? At least one head is nodding because he understands, is appreciating that Shraddha, the Bhav, is a vital force in our life for us to come out of this cage. Unless we worship Krishna with sincere devotion and love, then the process that we are following is a mechanical process. It's not completely devoid, it's not completely void, but it also means that we may have to take many more lifetimes before we come to unalloyed devotional service. In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the first part of the purport, Prabhupada is explaining that process of bhakti has to be understood so that you can be successful in executing the process. And Prabhupada says that that process culminates into unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. Develops into what? Or culminates into what? Unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. That means that there should be no attachment to the service or to the activities we are doing. Everything should be done with this understanding that I am doing this simply to please Krishna. But we can only come to that level or to that stage when we follow the process that is given to us. Humility. What does humility mean? You know? Prabhupada is explaining in this 13th chapter, and I'd like to read the last paragraph, how he emphasizes on the aspect of humility. Our devotional service really starts to progress if we can understand humility properly, and then we can embrace humility with love. You know, when somebody tells you something that you don't like, or somebody gives you extra service, you've just done 10 hours of service, and some manager comes and says, listen, I really need your help. These three pujaris are sick, and somebody has to take care of Krishna Balaram tonight. Can you please go, you know, and do the service? And you think, wow, just been on for 10 hours, you know, and you go and do it, but reluctantly. But if somebody comes and tells you, can you please go and serve Krishna Balaram? And you become so excited, wow, this is so nice. You know, Krishna Balaram is inviting me to do more service. That's humility. No? So, aspect of humility is a very essential element out of those many elements that helps us to overcome all the other elements. Understanding the process and then accepting humility. These are the first two steps. Because we have to understand what we are going in for. No? And then how to make the best approach. How to make that best approach. No? Like if you want to come to Krishna Balaram temple and you are coming for the first time, you can look up the map and you make your plans. But if you just call up one of the devotees that you may know here or one of the managers here and say, I'm coming, then you please guide me. You know? It's common sense. Right? We do that. A lot of the time we go to places and we don't think. When we get there, then we start looking in our mobile. Where am I and now where do I go? But if you have planned, if you are already ready to execute your duty where you are going and have a proper plan, then you can achieve your goals very fast and very swiftly and without unnecessary hassle. Same thing applies in the principle of spiritual life, that we have to understand what the process is. And that's why I keep on emphasizing on the 13th chapter, this text 8 to 12, where the process is described in details. It's described in detail. And Prabhupada says, beginning from practicing humility to the point of realization of the Supreme Truth. Jai Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Sisi Gaunitai Bhagavan Ki Jai. Beginning from the practicing humility up to the point of realization of the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, this process is just like a staircase. See how Prabhupada gives such a simple example. He says, it's just like a staircase beginning from the ground floor and going up to the top floor. Now on this staircase there are so many people who have reached the first floor, the second floor, or even the third floor, etc. But unless one reaches the top floor, which is the understanding of Krishna, he is at a lower stage of knowledge. Where is he? At a lower stage of knowledge. We have to appreciate the fact that you have to go to the top floor, and you have, that means you have to keep persisting. So many challenges will come, and those challenges should not deter us. We have to be steady. What does steadiness, steady in Krishna consciousness means? That we have to be determined. We have to be determined in chanting our rounds sincerely every day. No? No matter what comes, we must chant our rounds very sincerely, honestly and dedicatedly. That's the determination. Coming to Mangala Arati every day, even if I am sick, is a determination. One devotee in Delhi, I always remember him when I talk about coming to Mangala Arati, because he was completely an atheist, and then some other Krishna sent him to our temple and he became a devotee. But before becoming a devotee, one day he came and asked me, what else can I do for you? He started doing some service. What else can I do for you? So I very humbly mentioned to him that if you can come to Mangala Arati, that would be really nice. Just come and experience Mangala Arati once, you know. I just said it to him very humbly. He came the very next day. He had to drive 1.5 hours to get to East of Kailash temple. As far as I know, from that day till today, doesn't matter how sick he still comes to the temple from Mangala Arati. He is well established, multimillionaire, he has industry, everything, but he does not miss Mangala Arati. Although there are now new temples, Delhi has about 17 temples now, and there are temples near his house, but he has become so attached to Radha Parthasathi that unless he is out of the country, he will come to see Radha Parthasathi at Mangala Arati time. Not when it's just convenient to him, but he is determined that coming to Mangala Arati is a very, very special thing. It's a Brahma Muhurta time. It's the most auspicious time of the day. He understood that right from the first day. And whenever he's sick, he still comes. So that is determination. We have to be determined in our approach, in our process to Krishna consciousness. Then we'll get to the top step. We can't say, okay, I've done Mangala Arati, now I don't have to do japa. I've done my japa, I don't have to go to Guru Puja. And I've done my Guru Puja, I don't have to go to class. We never say that for prasadam, right? Right? Even if you come back at 2 o'clock at night, we never miss the door to prasadam hall. Right? And if you are sick, you will still send somebody, hey Prabhu, I'm sick, can you send me some prasadam? Look at the determination. Nobody has to force me to do that. Right? So such should be the determination to get to the stop stage. No? Golokera prema dhana harinama sanketana. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are coming personally from Golokdham. They are coming from the top stairs to the bottom stairs here. Why? Because they want to hold us by our fingers and help us to walk up the stairs. Can you imagine Krishna and Balaram? They are coming in this yuga just for our benefit. This is Tapobhumi. This planet Earth is Tapobhumi. This is a place only of tapasya. Look at any form of living entity. Everyone is trying to live in comfort. Even a dog, a cat, a mouse, they all want to sleep peacefully. But is there peace for them anywhere in this world? No. Every living entity has fear. And in the animal kingdom and the aquatic kingdom, if you look at what's going on every moment, somebody is eating somebody alive. Somebody is eating somebody alive. You know, they don't kill them, they don't cook them, they don't have to do what the humans have to do. But every moment something is going out after somebody else. Such is the nature of this material world. So do you really want to come back? Are you so determined that you want to experience how it feels like to eat somebody alive, or how it feels like to be eaten alive? No? If you want to see what it means, go to China. Go to China. And go visit some of the restaurants. Go there as a preacher and go visit the restaurants. You see, people are eating, human beings are eating live things on their dishes. They even put a monkey in a cage and they cut the head off and they eat the brain. That's what's happening in the material world. Do I really want to come back? Do I really want to take a chance? Do I? Do you? No. He's smiling. He says, no, please, not at all. Right? Why not? Because you come very close to Krishna. We are here very, 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 very close to Krishna Balaram. Please don't make that mistake of closing your eyes and turning around and going in the wrong direction. That will be the most, you know, foolish step any one of us can take. Yeah, challenges will come. There will be many challenges. It's tapobhumi, so many challenges will come. Many times you'll get disappointed. Many times your feelings will be hurt. But what is Vyasadeva telling us? That all these things that are related to us in this human form of life now, as soon as you leave your body, that's dead and it's gone. It has no value. You may have 10 crore rupees, it has no value. You may have 20,000 followers, it has no value. You may have so many things, nice things, there is no value. Or you may on the contrary have so many diseases and so many problems. Again, it has no value. You may be nearest to the best hospital, but it has no value. As soon as the soul has gone from the body, what is the use of that hospital? Right? Or what is the use of that bank balance? So we really have to take our process of Krishna consciousness seriously, you know. Here Prabhupada says, now on these staircases there are so many people who have reached the first floor, second floor, etc. But unless one reaches the top floor, which is under the understanding of Krishna, he is at the lower stage of knowledge. If anyone wants to compete with God and at the same time make advancement in spiritual knowledge, he will be frustrated. What will happen if you compete with God? You'll get frustrated, right? If you are not determined, what's going to happen? Frustration. If you don't do your devotional service properly, what's going to be happening? Frustration. You know? Don't try to cheat yourself. It's not worth it. I should not cheat myself. I may think nobody is watching, but Krishna Balaram is always watching. You know? Right? Prabhupada is always watching. Never think that I don't do this, I don't do that. The president is not here, or the manager is not here, you know, the devotees are not here, it doesn't matter, right? If somebody is watching, I'll sweep the floor so nicely and I'll make sure every grain that is there is clean. If nobody is there, I'll go and I'll run out of the temple, you know? That tells you where your devotional life is at. You need to do, I need to do, we all need to do personal introspection of where we are at in our devotional life. And Prabhupada is telling us, beat your mind or beat yourself with the shoes 100 times in the morning and 100 times at night with a broomstick. What does it mean? You know, make an assessment every night as you're going to sleep. It's not like you hit the pillow and you're knocked out, you know. It's not like you go on the pillow and somebody comes and smacks you and now you're sleeping. It takes you some time to sleep, right? And you're thinking of all the things in the world except for who you are, where you are and what stage of devotional service you are at now. Which steps you are on the staircase. It is a vital thing to do that. Every night as you are falling asleep and you are lying down, you should think and pray to Krishna and Balaram that yes, today I was able to do this for service but I failed to do this. And I know I could have done it but I did not do it. You know, I didn't fail to eat my chapatis. Likewise, I should not fail in maintaining my determination in the process of Krishna consciousness. If you do that every day, you will be surprised how easy it is to get up early in the morning. Yeah? But if you are thinking of all the negative things that you experience on the day, and then you are also falling asleep in the negative mode, you will also wake up in the negative mode. You know, you won't like the alarm ringing. On the contrary, if you think of positive, everything positive. Oh, I had this challenge today. Thank you, Krishna. You know, this way I am more alert. If everything went very nicely, you know, I will start falling back into Maya. But if I have challenges and I know, like Mother Kunti is praying, Krishna, give me more challenges. Every night we should pray. Please give me some more challenges so tomorrow can be more successful. in my service to you, at the same time in increasing my determination to you. When you do that, then you see, before the alarm rings, you will be out. It doesn't take long. Practice it for 3 weeks and you see, within 21 days, I can guarantee you, even if you are having a hard time getting up in the morning, you will get up early in the morning. And very soon won't need that alarm to ring. You will ring up, jump up before the alarm rings. That is how the consciousness develops, if you give it a chance. It's in your hands. Prabhupada has come, has given us everything we need. He said, I've given you everything you need. Now simply follow. We don't have to do everything exactly the way he did. We don't have to try and sleep for 2.5 hours and say, now I can be Prabhupada. No. He said, sleep for 6 hours. But please, follow this process. I have given you the simplest process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the simplest process. Pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. When you come here, what am I saying? Give me this, give me that. Or am I saying, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Pai Biyar. You know? That I am the most fallen. Am I coming in this humble form and praying that please, I am so fallen, help me to rise. Every day we have to come like this. Come in front of Krishna Balaram. You pray to them and say, thank you so much for coming as Gonitai. Because I can approach you more easily. I am so fallen, I would not be able to serve you directly. No? When you go to Radha Shyam Sundar and you pray to them, you thank Lalita and Visakha. Look at them, they are standing there 24/7. They don't run away. They don't say, I got to go and eat my prasadam. Right? Look at the determination and dedication of Radharani. She doesn't even blink for a moment. So when I go in front of Radha Shyamsundar, what am I learning? I should be praying that please bless me so that I can serve. At least I can become a dust, particle of dust at your lotus feet so I can also serve Radha Shyamsundar. When you come in front of Prabhupada and you pay obeisances, it's nice to say the pranam mantras, but then we should request Prabhupada. And please bless me so that as I go in front of the deities, you know, I can say some prayers to glorify them and to please them. Then your determination will become very strong. You will become very steady in your determination and you will not blink and go in the wrong direction. But if we don't do that and we just come like any other pilgrimage, oh, very nice, looks good, great, look at the garland. You know, people are doing that all the time. When you stand here, you hear that, people talking like that. So, they are just trying to climb the steps. They haven't even come to the first step. But at least they are very fortunate that they are getting darshan of the deities. So we have to take our spiritual life very seriously. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhishi. They come as, you know, acharyas. They come and they send him 500 years down the road for all of us so that life becomes easier for us to follow this process. No? So we are those Bhagyavan Jivas. We are those selected Bhagyavan Jivas. Now don't make that mistake to walk away from Prabhupada. Do not make that mistake to walk away from Prabhupada. Only Prabhupada is our Savior. Only Prabhupada has shown by example what it means to follow tapasya. You know, at the age of 70, to cross the sea, have 2 heart attacks, go in a complete Malaysia land, not have any connections, no temples, no prasadam, to go and serve those people. Prabhupada used to cook personally for all the guests who used to come. And then he used to serve the prasadam. And then he would take their plates after they gone and he would sit down and wash the plates. What an example of humility. Such an advanced devotee, Saktivya Sauta, is showing by example what humility means. That is a real example. We are trying to do so much preaching in the world. You know, India is easy. You are in a place where it's easy to preach. Try to go to China, Russia, Japan. you know, or go to some of the communist part of the world, your life is at risk, and still devotees are preaching. Why? Determination. Why they have that determination? Because they have understood the process. We have to understand the process. If we understand the process, then determination will come. So please take our spiritual life seriously. There are so many wonderful devotees around, and so many devotees are endeavoring. And Lord Nityananda is very merciful. No. He's none other than Balaram, he's none other than Lord Shankarsan. No. Right. The great grandson of Krishna in Dwarka, he was lamenting so much that why I came several generations later, why I was not here when Krishna was here. So his determination to somehow or another see Krishna lila was so intense that he used to weep day and night. Only Krishna understood why he was weeping. So finally Krishna came and gave him darshan. He said, "So what do you want?" He said, "I want to see your pastimes. I want to be part of the pastimes." So Krishna said, "Now you are in the third generation. I've left the planet, you know, doing those leelas. However, I'll give you a blessing. Go to Govardhan." He sent him to Govardhan. And he said, "There is a Sankarsan Kund there. In the Sankarsan Kund, you will do meditation, and inside the Kund, you'll find a deity of Balaram, which is today known as Dawaji or Sankarsan." So he went and he took the deity out, and as per Lord Krishna's instruction, he started worshipping him. And then Lord Balaram blessed him so he could see all the pastimes of Krishna Leela. Why out of so many sons in the third generation, you know, Brajanath was able to see Krishna Leela, and why the others were not able to see that Leela? Love for Krishna, unalloyed devotion for Krishna, determination to see that pastime even if I am three generations late in my arrival. Right? Not a small thing. There are such wonderful great examples in Krishna's pastimes and even his family's pastimes like that going on. Today we have revived the Sankarsan Kund. After the Mughal Empire, the whole Sankarsan Kund and Braj was destroyed. And Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, "Go re-establish the Braj." We have so many Leela Sthalis established. We have so many more to establish. But Sankarsan Kund, since we are talking about Lord Balaram and his mercy in this chapter, is almost ready. And we have a 34-foot deity of Dawaji Krishna, Balaram. And that is going to be inaugurated on 3rd, 4th and 5th of October. If you are going on Govardhan Parikrama, if you are a pilgrim here just for a week or so, when you go past on your village where the Sankarsan Kund, please go take darshan. You can now go and take a dip in there also. No? It's very nicely done by the devotees. Devotees have endeavored very hard. They had to fight with the villages, they had to fight with the government to get that spot in the first place, because it was turned into a dump yard. You know, can you imagine where Brajanath finds, you know, Balaramji? That place was turned into a dump yard for urine and stool for the local villages. So our devotees went out there and we actually re-established that place very nicely down. So many devotees are coming, and many of our senior Vaishnavas have visited. Recently, Indradumna Swami came there also, and he was very, 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 not just impressed, but very, very transcendently feeling happy to see that Krishna's Leela Sthalis are being re-established nicely. Get involved in devotional service. Do Vrindavan Parikrama, do Varsana Parikrama, do Govardhan Parikrama, and take benefit of all these Leela Sthalis. Wherever you go, please hear Sravanam, Kirtanam, you know. Hear very nicely. Be determined to hear. Be determined to understand. And meditate on that particular Leela as you're going to sleep. That will help your determination on a daily basis. Thank you very much. If anyone has any questions, we have 5-10 minutes or comments.
Ignorance. Just now we read the translation. Yeah, 45 is the translation. It says that relatives and this one is all kind of relatives of the Dharma. And still, after that also it says that you chanted the Hare Krishna 3 times for someone. So, after reading, after knowing, again we are related to those things. We cannot come out from that. This is the ignorance. After reading, after hearing also, then also we cannot come out. We want to still glorify our relatives, friends and this one. So ignorance is very strong that we cannot come out.
Thank you. Ignorance is certainly a very significant aspect of our lives. That's why we do not do self-analysis on daily basis. If we did self-analysis on daily basis, then we can come out of ignorance gradually, you know. So ignorance is a very powerful agent of Maya Devi, you know. And in order to overcome that ignorance again, I'll go back to the first step, to understand the process and to start with humility. Because ignorance will be overcome if we can be humble in life to make advancement in our spiritual life. And I would like to read one paragraph by Srila Prabhupada, if you can find it. I think it's somewhere here. Prabhupada says that there is a beautiful poem about Krishna in which it is clearly stated that any person who is engaged in the worship of demigods is the most unintelligent, ignorance factor, see, and cannot achieve at any time the supreme award of Krishna. So the devotees in the beginning may sometimes fall from the standard, but still he should be considered superior to all other philosophers and yogis. One who always engages in Krishna consciousness should be understood to be a perfectly saintly person. His accidental non-devotional activities, how Prabhupada puts this so nicely, his accidental non-devotional activities will diminish. Okay? Prabhupada is saying if you persist, then those things will diminish, including ignorance. And he will soon be situated without any doubt in complete perfection. The pure devotee has no actual chance to fall down because the Supreme Godhead personally takes care of his pure devotees. Therefore, the intelligent person should take directly to the process of Krishna consciousness and happily live in this material world. How Prabhupada says, take to the process seriously and live happily. Don't be in anxiety that now there's so many factors, these 24 elements are consistently, you know, pinching me or tricking me. No, he's saying follow the process sincerely and then live happily. All these elements are there. If you are following the process, this microphone is also being used for Krishna's service. That recording system is also being used for Krishna's service. Table is also being used for Krishna's service. After I am gone, these things will be here, but they will not be related to my body anymore. Because my body will be gone. But the soul, for the soul is very important where the soul goes. That's why it's important to follow what he's saying, process of Krishna consciousness and happily live in this material. He will eventually receive the supreme award, Krishna. What's the supreme award? That was the best gift. Who is telling us? Prabhupada is telling us. I'm simply repeating his words. And he also says, I'm simply repeating what my Guru Maharaj told me. That is the process. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. Regarding determination, how can make our determination more and more stronger?
How to make your determination more and more stronger? The point is, in reality, if you are not strong, then there is lack of determination. You know, we have to understand that determination will come with following of the process. So in this 13th chapter, all these elements are very nicely discussed here. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, cleanliness, steadfastness, self-control, renunciation, all these points are given. And proper understanding of each one is given. For example, non-violence you would think means not to kill other living entities. But look how nicely Prabhupada puts it. It means not to put others into distress. Okay? Not to put others into distress. So if I am doing some devotional activity, I should be very careful that I am not distressing somebody else. You know, whether I am in a bhakta program or I am in a management program, I should do my devotional activity in such a way that everyone benefits and no one is put into unnecessary distress. Tolerance, look how Prabhupada gives example of tolerance. Tolerance means that one should be ready to bear insult, you know, and dishonors from others. So this is a very nice paragraph, again it's given very nicely by Prabhupada. And then cleanliness, he talks about cleanliness as external cleanliness and internal cleanliness, and then Prabhupada stresses on the internal cleanliness. Cheto darpana marjanam. He stresses so nicely in this paragraph. So please read this. This will help you. By reading Prabhupada's books, books are the basis, means that the books are the basis of our Krishna consciousness. When you do our self-analysis, that's what will help us to decide. How do I decide where I am in my Krishna consciousness? You know? When I read Prabhupada's books, I hear so many things from Prabhupada and I keep asking myself, where am I at in my tolerance factor? Where am I at my ignorance factor? Where am I at my humility factor? By asking all these questions, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Prabhupada says that asking question is being intelligent. So be intelligent about how you practice your Krishna consciousness. Then determination will naturally follow. It's not like determination is something I keep and carry with me and say, okay, am I determined? Am I determined? No. Determination means following the process very seriously, understanding it, and then determination will come. Because once I understand, I know. When I go to a doctor and I understand this medicine is good for me, then I don't need determination to put it down my throat. Right? Same thing. This is a real medicine. Bhagavad Gita is the real medicine. I always say Bhagavad Gita. Because here, the soul, super soul, the body, everything is very distinctly, you know, explained. And if I understand that, then I will understand Bhagavatam better. Then I will understand Lord Chaitanya better, Chaitanya Charitamrita better, you know. Otherwise, it's very easy for me to say so many things and try and do whatever I like to please Maya. No? So let us take these steps very seriously to please Krishna and Balaram. No? By pleasing Guru and Gauranga, you will surpass all this. The process is to surpass all this. All these elements, if we can overcome all these elements that are encaging us, then we will be out of the cage. And we will be on the top floor, top step. And then Krishna will be there. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.